Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. God does not show favoritism. Here's a question. When you ate lunch in high school, did you have a seat at the cool table? Please pardon the hokey description. No one ever called it that, of course. And no one calls it that now. Nevertheless, chances are good that you know what the cool table is. The cool table in a high school lunchroom is the place where the most popular kids in the student body tend to gather. It often includes those who are the most athletic, those who are the best looking, those who are the wittiest, and those who have the most polished personalities. Is such a gathering evil? Is it wrong? Of course not. Rightly or wrongly, however, the presence of such a table can remind others in that lunchroom that they are not the most popular, that they are not the class favorites. And this, coupled with other difficulties in their lives, can create more than a little pain. And the cool table does not necessarily cease to exist after high school. In all kinds of areas of life, you and I can find ourselves facing the reality that we are not the favorites, we are not the most popular, we are not the most appreciated and applauded. All of which reminds us that our sense of peace and contentment cannot rest in whether or not you and I are favorites of people. Instead, our sense of peace and contentment rest in Jesus. When the Son of God comes to you in His Word, you fill His entire field of vision. When you talk to Him in prayer, you have His entire attention. That's because the value He's placed on you is so supreme that He was willing to endure the unthinkable at the cross on your behalf. Yours, all to wash you clean of sin, all to make you His own. Keep that in mind the next time you sit down with Jesus. In His eyes, there is no one more precious than you. Lord Jesus, so often I feel like an outsider, alone and forgotten. Forgive me for such thinking. Remind me how cherished I am to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.